This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We do have some breaking news. Harvey Weinstein has been convicted of rape and assault. We will go through the charges in a little bit, but that just came out of New York, and we'll keep you guys abreast of what happened there. And that was a long-awaited trial verdict. But in terms of the election, I wanted to open today talking about Bernie Sanders' win in Nevada and where the psychology is of the voters. You know, we thought Joe Biden would probably be a huge front runner. We thought Pete Buttigieg would, Amy Klobuchar, Elizabeth Warren at first looked like she was going to stand out. And, you know, the Nevada caucus is interesting because we have a very, very diverse, very, very diverse group of Democrats. We have, you know, many that are very liberal and, you know, do kind of appeal to the socialism sort of platform that Bernie has purported. And then you also have a lot of the moderate Democrats from California that are trying to flee the liberalism that are coming to Nevada. And so we see a split. And when you look at the caucus results, Bernie Sanders won basically 46% of the vote, but the moderates split the rest. And if there was only one moderate he was going up against, there's a chance that they would have beat Bernie. So why Bernie? People ask why when he is a self-proclaimed socialist. Well, I think the psychology behind the burn, right, the field of burn, is a lot of people just love his passion. I mean, you know, I may not agree with 90% of his politics, but I sure love watching him speak, and I sure appreciate, I mean, he's basically going all in, and even with his life. I mean, we saw in the debate he got really, really red, really flushed, and having a coronary event in Vegas less than a year before makes me very, very nervous when I see somebody flush. It means their blood pressure is rising. It means they're having some sort of reaction to their reactiveness to their sympathetic nervous system. And I just get a little nervous. He got red. He got red in the debate, and he got passionate. But what showed me, even though Biden was passionate, and Warren was passionate, and Pete Buttigieg and all of them had some passion, and Amy Klobuchar almost looked like she was starting to, you know, tear up, you saw he, like, was ready to throw his life on the line for this election, and that really resounded with a lot of voters. Plus, in Nevada, I don't really know all the details, but rumor had it, this is where Bernie first got screwed over by the Clinton camp. So you have a lot of people that feel sorry for what happened to him, and they want to make it right this time around. So Bernie starting to be a front runner, and if he you know, wins Super Tuesday, he is going to be the one going up against Trump. Makes a lot of Democrats nervous. In terms of the Republican side, you know, they think Trump can beat Bernie. You know why? Well, because here's the thing. You either want change or you don't. And this kind of leads to why America may not be ready for a woman president this time around. If you can't stand the state of the country, you will be very desperate and very wide with your pendulum, like swinging with your movements. And you'll say, let's just get the exact opposite of what we have now. If you're comfortable, if the economy's working for you, if you're like, you know what, I like the way things are, let's not rock the boat, you're going to want to have a very narrow pendulum swing. So if you're a Democrat, that, you know, is kind of doing okay, but you want to show solidarity and loyalty to the party, you're not going to go for Bernie. You're going to go for somebody more moderate. Females. You know, Hillary Clinton was possibly going to be the first woman president. Not, to me, the perfect example. All right, if we were going to have the first woman president, I'd rather be Oprah than Hillary. I was really disappointed that, you know, Hillary is who they came up with for representing, you know, us women. And I was not shocked that she didn't win. But it, shall we say, opened up this whole Pandora's box of a woman becoming president in the future. Because if, let's say, the Democrats want somebody to beat Trump, are they going to, on this election, gamble with a woman? Personally, I think a woman could do the presidency fine. I think a woman could be great. But which women are in the front running? You have Elizabeth Warren, who has already kind of ticked off a lot of, you know, Democratic Jews and has, you know, said a lot of things that didn't bode well for her campaign. You have Klobuchar that's not really polling that well. And so some of the Democrats are like, look, we want a woman, but we're not going to take that chance. And so I find it very interesting that, you know, the party that wants to be very progressive and wants to, you know, be there for us women are still not going to gamble the presidency. Now, why? Why would it be such a gamble to have a woman up there? Well, again, it all depends on change. All right. Their supporting of Bernie is interesting in that Bernie is such a far left choice. A huge change that, you would think that many of the moderate Democrats would be like, look, we don't want to mess anything up. That's how the Republicans had to play it also. With the election, everybody loved the fact that pre-existing conditions were now covered with Obamacare. So the Republicans couldn't go in and say, we're going to, you know, completely destroy Obamacare and the pre-existing conditions. They couldn't say that. So same thing with the Democrats. They have to be very, very careful and very, very cautious because you have a lot of people really happy right now and comfortable and liking the economy. So a woman right now running should be fine. You would think there should be no issues, but I don't think the Democrats are going to push for that this time around. There was a poll of both Republicans and Democrats, and both sides said they would vote for a woman. Republicans, Democrats alike said they would be for a woman president. How could you not? If you didn't say that, you'd really look like a jerk. But look at how things are going. Look at how things are polling. So, one, the moral is people, you know, don't do as they say. Two, some people want to kind of lay, you know, play it safe. But three, a lot of people just think Bernie, you know, has the guts, has the passion, and, you know, they really want socialism. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, Harvey Weinstein has been found guilty of third-degree rape and a criminal sexual act, but was acquitted of being a serial sexual predator. This was a very high-profile New York trial being reported by Daily Mail and outlets all over. He was convicted by a jury of sexually assaulting former production assistant Mimi Haley in his apartment in 2006 and raping aspiring actress Jessica Mann in a hotel room in 2013. He now faces up to 25 years in prison. Weinstein was, however, acquitted of the two most serious counts of predatory sexual assault, which carried a potential life sentence. He was also found not guilty of first-degree rape in relation to Mann. So he was flanked by several court security officers, did not react when the jury of seven men and five women handed down the verdict on Monday after 5 days of deliberations. He got off easy, if you'd ask me. In total, Weinstein was charged with five counts, including first and third-degree rape for Mann and a criminal sexual act for Haley's forcibly oral sex allegation. He was also charged with predatory sexual assault for both women. But This predatory sexual assault charge incorporated Sopranos actress Annabella Sciorra, allegation that she was raped in the mid-90s. Her allegation, they said, was too old to be charged on its own because the statute's limitations, because it was in the mid-90s. But jurors had to consider it as the basis of the two counts of predatory sexual assault. So to convict Weinstein of that charge, jurors had to agree on two things. That Weinstein did rape Sciorra, and that he committed one of the other charged offenses related to Mann or Haley. So what that means is because they did convict him of rape and assault for the other two, they did not believe Sciorra's testimony. She was also in The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, a beautiful woman. So this verdict follows weeks of very harrowing and excruciating graphic testimony from a string of accusers who told of the rapes, forced oral sex, groping, masturbating, lewd propositions. Three other women, costume designer Dawn Dunning, model Terrell Wolf, and actress Lauren Marie Young, were also called to testify during the trial that they were also groped and assaulted. But even though these weren't supposed to be foundations for any further charges, they were brought in to help prosecutors show that he had an intention and had a signature behavior. Now, what the Me Too movement basically spurred from the accusations that, Harvey Weinstein was someone that supposedly was too big to fail or too big to fall. And when people were able to successfully go after him, the Me Too movement was able to just ignite. And as we all know, the Me Too movement allowed people who had been sexually abused or sexually assaulted to come out and say, yeah, me too. And a lot of us who were assaulted finally felt comfortable to say, yeah, it was me. I never wanted to say anything. Never wanted to say anything because I thought that if you did, people would look at you as you're going to be one of those women that are going to accuse people. And if you've been the idea or the stereotype that pervaded all these decades is if somebody had claimed they were assaulted, that they would then claim again. And so a lot of us women didn't want to be wrongly depicted like that. And we're like, you know what? It happened. I hate myself for allowing myself to be in that position. Again, we blamed ourselves, a lot of us, wrongly. And my mistake, and I'm just going to move on. And so the Me Too movement allowed a lot of us women to go, okay, no, you know what? This happened to me. I'm tired of it. We're sick of it, you know. And it felt good to be able to talk about it. It really did. It felt good. It was hard at first, but it felt good. So with all progress comes, again, stupid. And some regression. So then we had, groups of people accusing police officers of attacking them. And body cam showed didn't even happen. And so then false accusations started to come, which really, really stinks. Because, we women keep trying to combat these stereotypes. And then other people, including women, do it again and make us look bad. So the Me Too movement, which was supposed to be a very, very strong and positive movement for advocacy and making people who were attacked feel like they can't talk about it. Because, again, if you have predators out there that will continue, they will continue until they're stopped. So it does take a village. It takes a society to say, whoa, you did this to her, you're done. Okay, you are not, you're not going to do this again. Okay, we're stopping it now. So we women who never spoke up, in a way, unfortunately, perpetuated the assault from happening, who's going to talk about their boss or who's going to go up against, who's going to come forward and say things? And it's very, very scary. And so Me Too allowed that empowerment. Unfortunately, it went too far. It went way too far. And one of the big concerns that people saw was that you would be guilty until proven innocent. The Me Too movement was never supposed to trample on people's constitutional rights. However, if you get accused of assault or sexual harassment, just like with Harvey Weinstein, so many of us looked at him saying, oh, he's guilty of sin. Can you wait for the trial? No. He just, we heard the stories and we jumped on the bandwagon. And so the country lost a little bit of its integrity when all these, you know, stars or people that were accused came out, and then boom. I mean, jobs lost. Now, maybe they did deserve to lose their job, but they lost their jobs before they even had their fair trial, before they even had, you know, their say. And so very, very quickly, many people out there started to fear this movement as, wait a second, who's going to believe me? If somebody doesn't like me or an ex wants to say something, where do I go? Where is my, how do I defend myself? And we had spoken at length about this last year. It was a very, very scary time, especially for dudes. Took it to the next level of dating, date rape. Date rape happens far too many times. There are so many assaults, so many instances of date rape. On the flip side, though, you know, guys were told by the parents, you better, like, not go there unless you and she are, you know, very publicly appearing that you guys are going to get married, because, you know, you have a date or you do a one night or a one night stand, you could be accused of rape. So the Me Too movement exploded before we really had the infrastructure in place. Harvey Weinstein being convicted shows that we were right about him. Doesn't necessarily mean that we were right about everybody else. Now, this behavior that many men, not all men, have of, you know, when I'm going to kiss you and stuff, I'm going to also touch your booty, or I'm going to touch something else. Right, you know, and accelerating something from first base to second base is something that I never thought was right. You know, it's unfortunately now costing people their jobs. So we need to send a memo. I mean, we need to decide on you know, where, what you do now, how that's going to affect you 20 years from now, 30 years from now, 40 years from now. Okay, you know, people copping a feel has been something that is, I mean, it's been done for centuries. I'm reading a book about Martha Dodd and the Assemblyman, Ambassador Dodd, back in the 1930s, 33, 34, who was the ambassador to Berlin, you know, during the rise of Hitler. And Martha was on a drive with her beau, and talking about how he would, while they were driving, have his hand over his shoulder and holding her breast. Now, I, you know, whether we women liked guys doing that or not, that's not what the book was describing. But, you know, guys would touch women's breasts. Guys would touch women's butts. Okay? If we didn't like it, we didn't feel like we could say something. If we liked it, you know, we still pretended we didn't like it. So, you know, what's a guy to do? You know, what's a woman to do? I mean, women harass all the time. I mean, I hear it, I see it. I mean, if you've ever gone to a, you know, strip club or a Thunder Down Under and you see these women and you'd be like, oh my God, a guy would get arrested for some of the things the women are saying. So we, you know, we're not there yet. We're far from it on how we approach a, well, he did this to me. Because 90% of the country or 90% of the time we are inclined to say, okay, you know what, we're going to believe her. Because she is the weaker of the two, which, again, is again puts women back. You know, we're not the weaker sex, but people say, well, because she's smaller than him, and, yeah, we believe he could do it. So all these stereotypes keep coming back into play, even though we're trying to, you know, destroy these stereotypes. But this Harvey Weinstein thing is definitely groundbreaking in that, you know, we see somebody who got away with this for so long fall, finally. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Harvey Weinstein is being found guilty in a split verdict. Criminal defense attorney Michael Bochner says a jury of seven men and five women found him guilty of criminal sexual act in the first degree and rape in the third degree.
This is one of those cases in which if you don't hit a home run the whole way, at the end of the day, Mr. Weinstein's still looking at a very serious amount of jail time.
Weinstein was acquitted on the top charge of predatory sexual assault, which carries a life sentence. The guilty verdicts could land him up to 25 years in prison. The World Health Organization says the coronavirus outbreak that began in China is not a pandemic.
We are not witnessing the uncontained global spread of this virus, and we are not witnessing large-scale severe disease or death.
The group's general director talking to reporters, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the number of coronavirus deaths in China has neared 2,600. Italy has recorded their fifth coronavirus death. It's become the worst hit country in Europe thus far. The Dow has plunged close to 1,000 points today. We're going to be talking about that. Two more doctors have died of coronavirus in China. More than 800 confirmed cases, I think, over the last day in South Korea. Eight have died in South Korea. China has postponed a key political meeting because of the virus. They also banned illegal wild animal trading amid coronavirus outbreaks. And coronavirus deaths have spiked to 12 in Iran, 47 cases confirmed. Last year, we were talking about this disease X that the World Health Organization predicted we would have. That the next epidemic, or one of the worst epidemics for us to see, had not yet been identified. And remember they called it Disease X? Well, now they're thinking that this coronavirus, this COVID-19, may be rapidly fitting that category. And remember they predicted that maybe 80 to 100 million people would die from this Disease X that we, you know, are unprepared for and don't know what it will be? Well, they're thinking, unfortunately, we could be on the path. Now, we've only had over like 2,600 deaths total, I believe. Maybe 27. I have to double check the latest numbers. And 73,000 or 74,000, I believe we're up to now, of people affected by coronavirus. So thank God we're still far away off. However, we have only been in this for about 6-7 weeks. Dr. Marion Koopmans from Erasmus University in the Netherlands said increased global travel has made the outbreak particularly challenging. They're citing now we're close to 80,000 people in terms of being affected, and that this quote-unquote Disease X could be the one that the World Health Organization warned us about. Now, the most common cause of death people have been asking has been a pneumonia or a lung failure. But we've also seen cases of multiple organ failure, meaning this might be also causing a sepsis. So sepsis is when an infection gets into the bloodstream and then the body tries to salvage the organs it can, like the heart and the lung and the brain, and then it kind of lets the other organs go. Unfortunately, with multi-organ failure, you end up, you know, still dying anyway. You know, it affects the heart and the brain anyway. But sepsis means the body is trying to protect the most vital organs possible during this infection and until the antibiotics or the antivirals or the treatment can slow down the infection. But for many people, it doesn't. And then, unfortunately, with sepsis, they could die. So we're seeing cases of that as well with this coronavirus. So Dr. Marion Koopmans, a virologist for the World Health Organization, said whether it will be contained or not, this outbreak is rapidly becoming the first true pandemic challenge that fits the Disease X category listed in the WHO's priority list of diseases for which we need to prepare for our current globalized society. That report, I believe, came out 6 months ago. I thought it was a little longer than that. So the World Health Organization admitted that the killer coronavirus outbreak sweeping the world is not officially declared a pandemic. So they're not calling it yet, even though we have multiple countries involved. Afghanistan, Bahrain, Kuwait, Iraq became the latest countries to record cases of COVID. Italy confirmed its seventh death in Europe's first major outbreak. So now seven. I believe Italy had originally had six. So now, actually, they said five, so now they're up to seven. So the numbers are keeping on rising as we even broadcast this. South Korea has the largest number of cases outlined mainland China with 830. Iran officials denied a cover-up after a lawmaker claimed that 50 people had died. UK still, I think, is okay. I'm not sure how many cases. I think they have only a few. In America, our cases were 16 after somebody who had traveled from China came to Sacramento, I believe. So we're at 16. But with that princess ship and the Americans evacuated and brought back to America, it brought up our numbers. It basically brought up our numbers to 2930. So we're still doing a damn good job. But again, we have a lot of people who've been sick, a lot of flu-related illness, and we don't have a lot of people going and getting checked for the flu, so do we really know if we have coronavirus here? I'm sure we would be told if we saw a lot more lung deaths and respiratory failure and multi-organ failure. Pediatric deaths for the flu season has now topped 100. It's still a little better than last year, but we're still not even out of the peak of flu season. And so one question I have to medical experts is, can somebody have coronavirus and flu at the same time? And if somebody is dying of the flu, can you just check to make sure they don't also have coronavirus? Where we're still scratching our heads is, where are all these test kits? And how many of these medical centers are testing people routinely? I would think it would be a very advantageous thing to do to test somebody in respiratory failure or fighting a pneumonia or lung disease and see if they were exposed to coronavirus. I think that would give us some great insight into what's going on with the disease. Thing is I don't know how popular that is because I don't think people want to know if it's here. Is that stupid? But with what's going on with China and the economy, I don't think you have a lot of enthusiasm for mild corona cases to be publicized. Mild cases. So the Dow Jones dropped about 1,000 points earlier today. Last time the Dow dropped this much was in August during rising tensions between the U.S. and the China trade war. This is basically the single biggest one-day loss since February 2018. Apparently at opening bell, because of futures and what's been going on overseas, the Dow took a sharp drop of more than 950 points. And they had made huge gains throughout the year, so this obviously erased that. The market is going to be very, very watched in terms of, is this going to provoke or pretend or predict a recession? You're hearing experts think that this coronavirus is going to spur a huge recession. Well, when something bad happens to one country, it does affect us all. You know, I mean, how much do we rely on China? Well, a lot. A lot of our companies rely on China. They, you know, cheap labor, we've been relying on China, unfortunately, maybe to too much of a degree. The companies that don't are going to be fine. But Apple, their stocks dropped because they had said that they were going to not be able to, you know, meet certain quotas because of what's happening in the Chinese facilities. And I'm not saying, you know, Apple is the barometer of our economy, but, you know, a company like that, you would think, would, you know, definitely have checks and balances and be able to hedge their bets. But China's a huge player. Oil prices also sank. The price of gold surged. The decline in terms has delivered a sharp drop on Wall Street. Finance chiefs of the group of 20 major economies warned that the outbreak that began in China is threatening to derail world growth. So when is there going to be an end in sight, and what do they have to do for there to be an end in sight? Well, if we want an end in sight with the coronavirus, somebody needs to come up and be honest about where the hell this sucker came from. If it did come from a lab in Wuhan, all hands on deck in that lab and figure out how to make a vaccine immediately and vaccinate people. Number two, the containment and the spread and the quarantines need to probably be done a little smartly. You don't have people coming back on an airplane with healthy people and then infecting those people on the airplane. You also, we have this fear of being quarantined and fear of our economy being affected that, again, we're not testing everybody. So we need to be. I think we need to know so we could contain and we could, you know, get a grip on this. But unfortunately, fear and, you know, miseducation and misinformation hurts you. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, I'm trying to catch up on all the shows that you guys are watching. You know, Narcos Mexico came out. That was fantastic. Just finished that. I really recommend you watching the Narcos series because I love history and I love when they, it isn't so much a documentary, but they basically kind of walk you through history with as little fiction as possible, but enough fiction to kind of make the story go. So that you, at least the people are real, and the main events are real, and it kind of, you know, it's a little easier to me than reading a book, right? I read a lot of books, but not as many as others, and I'd rather watch a movie. So Narcos is fantastic about that. Just like I really love Boardwalk Empire because that kind of, you know, through fiction, walked you through history, which I thought was fascinating. And so one series that piqued my interest, but I haven't seen it yet, is Hunters on Amazon. And I guess Hunters is supposed to go through the Nazi Hunters. It's supposed to be set in the 1977, set in New York, where there are Nazi Hunters, you know, trying to find hundreds of Nazi officials who are living in the U.S. plotting to establish a Fourth Reich. And I haven't seen it yet. You know, I don't really know what the reviews are. Al Pacino's in it. And that you would think would be based on true stories, because after the Third Reich, there was already plans for there to be a Fourth Reich. In fact, before the demise of Nazi Germany and Hitler, they had plans on what would happen if they did have to scatter. Okay, I mean, again, these, you know, for them to build an empire, they're not just going to not, you know, plan for the future. They also wanted to spread to multiple countries. So they had money, they had businesses, they had connections, and so many of them were smuggled out, and many Nazis, you know, got off scot-free. Not all of them, but many of them did. As they escaped, they found places and havens in Argentina and America and Africa, and they went all over and were able to hide and be able to, you know, nobody know their, you know, who they are. And, you know, there were photographs, you know, and a lot of witness accounts. But and it's amazing that with, you know, the technology we lacked back in the 50s and 60s and 70s, they were still able to find, you know, many of them. Israeli intelligence was on it as well. There was, and there probably still is, you know, plans for a Fourth Reich. Whether it'll happen, I hope it never does. But, you know, you have people that still, you know, are Nazis out there. So this Hunter show piqued my interest. I haven't seen it yet. However, it's been in the news because they did something that really struck a chord. So apparently in the show, and I haven't seen it yet, is they have this sadistic scene. And Auschwitz Memorial is pretty upset about that because apparently they invented this game of human chess for the movie. And I believe if a person loses, they get shot, they get killed. So they were using Jews as chess pieces. Now, the atrocities of the Holocaust, we can't even begin to describe on air. It was, they did horrible, horrible things. And so I believe what Hunters did was they, you know, rather than, you know, using one of the exact methods, unless maybe they are showing them, they created something more fictional to represent how horrible life was, you know, in those in the concentration camps, Jews and Christians alike. However, Auschwitz Memorial was upset. And they said inventing a fake game of human chess for Hunters on Prime is not only dangerous foolishness and character, it also welcomes future deniers. We honor the victims by preserving factual accuracy, and they have a point. So this show, where they're, you know, trying to find Nazi officials in the U.S. plotting to establish Fourth Reich, has raised a lot of eyebrows over its fictional depiction of concentration camps. Auschwitz, where I've had family killed, and many of us have, more than 1 million people were killed there alone in the Holocaust. It was a death camp. You have concentration camps and death camps. A lot of deaths happened at concentration camps, but Auschwitz was designed to be a death camp where they would exterminate Jews and Christians. And so in the TV show, one scene shows a grisly game of chess on which humans are used as pieces and then murdered when they are taken. The Auschwitz Memorial tweeted an image of the scene showing bodies scattered on the edge of a checkered grass field. Hunter's producers defended the show's depiction of the Holocaust in response to the memorial's critique. The show is, quote, inspired by true events, but never billed itself as a documentary. They said, why did I feel the scene was important to script and place in the series? Wheel is a grandson of Holocaust survivors. He said to most powerfully counteract the revisionist narrative that whitewashes Nazi perpetration by showcasing the most extreme and representationally truthful sadism and violence that the Nazis perpetrated against the Jews and other victims. So, unfortunately, you have people out there that deny that the Holocaust happened. think it was all pictures. Thinks that they try to claim that it was all fake. It was all conspired, which is so heartbreaking. You know, I mean, then find me my family members, please. All right. And so I understand how a you know, memorial for, you know, what had happened to many of us would, you know, not want more, you know, fictional displays and sensationalism of what happened. On the other end, though, you know, a big fear I have is people forget. They get very complacent, and they go, nah, that didn't happen. I mean, and even for me, I mean, I knew it happened, but, you know, rereading some books, I'm right now in The Garden of Beasts, and I had just read, you know, Killing of the SS, and, you know, Bill O'Reilly's book, and, you know, The Boy in Striped Pajamas. As I'm reading these books, you know, it brings back, okay, you know, this was still very recent in our time. We're talking 75 years ago. We still have survivors, right, that are telling you I was there. And to have people out there deny it, I do fear that what happens, you know, in the next, you know, in the next couple decades, are people going to think, oh, it was fake, oh, it was just some part of the history that's never going to happen again? I don't think so. You already have graffiti and killings and anti-Jewish and anti-Muslim and anti-Black sentiment in multiple countries, and this, you know, non-Aryan you know, fervor that is, you know, popping up, you know, time and time again, you know, is exactly what happened in pre-Nazi Germany. And, you know, you would think in the 1930s and 40s nobody would even allow such a thing. And I mean, in America they were shocked. You know, they were like, no, they can't be doing that. Well, they were. And, you know, Jews were saying, look, you know, and you know, groups, the American Jewish Congress in the 30s were like, look, you got to do something. We have to do something. But we had a very isolationist attitude at the time because of World War I. You know, Roosevelt, you know, didn't want to get involved, and Congress didn't want to get involved. And meanwhile, all these things were happening. And what blows my mind is, you know, Germany tried to keep it secret, but they didn't. They were so out in the open with so much of these killings that, it wasn't a secret. The concentration camps, still, people didn't know what was happening in terms of the death camps. That was, you know, they knew people were getting arrested and people were getting shot. They didn't know that people were getting gassed and that there were mobile death camps that would come to your city and you would be filed in and killed. So, you know, I'm torn with this. On one end, I want the younger generation to know what happened out there and to realize that, you know, there's really bad people and bad things. On the other end, though, we really don't want to fictionalize or sensationalize something that is so sensitive and so crushing when the real, you know, the real truth is out there, and you might as well use that. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.